and only the Rich Eisen Show.
Gafford Cakes fires one down the middle. This one is intercepted, picked off by Boogie Basham of the Bills.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I love Matthew Stafford. There was a couple unfortunate balls that get tipped up, but we're going to keep riding.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, five-time Pro Bowl defensive back Richard Sherman, actor and author Brian Baumgartner, Pro Football Hall of Famer Peyton Manning. Coming up, Broncos wide receiver Cortland Sutton. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's a fact. That's a fact. It is Rich Eisen. And I'm referring to myself. What, is that the first person or is third person? It's a third person?
Third.
Yeah. That's that type of Friday here on the Rich Eisen Show, here in the home of the Buffalo Bills. Beaten down the Los Angeles Rams last night to start the NFL season and, of course, to start week number one that wraps up on Monday night. We just spoke with Peyton Manning, the man who last won a playoff game for the Denver Broncos. Yep, the last time they won a playoff game, made the playoffs, was their Super Bowl 50 championship season. Peyton and Eli will be doing their Monday night football thing on ESPN2. On that night, and Joe Buck and Troy Aikman will make their ESPN Monday Night Football debut in the booth there, and then Westwood One will have coverage for your ear gate with Kevin Harlan and also with Kurt Warner. And just like last night, I will be hosting the pregame and halftime of that affair. And so much on the line for obviously Seattle and their first game without Russell Wilson, and it's Russell Wilson's debut as a Denver Bronco for so many fans who are so excited about it. And joining us right now on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line to kick off hour number three of the program, the 2018 NFL draftee, now in his fifth year with the Denver Broncos out of SMU, none other than Cortland Sutton. Cortland Sutton on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. How are you doing, Cortland?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Should I say let's ride? Is that how I should start our conversation?
I think that's a perfect way to start the little segment.
Okay, let's ride then. Let's ride, Cortland.
Let's ride. I like it.
How have things changed with Russ in the mix there in Denver, Cortland?
It's been a lot of fun. It's been a good change. It's guys are feeling the hype and feeling the urgency of what Russ brings to the table, and it's been a lot of fun. I think guys have been enjoying the process, from not even just the offensive side of the ball, from the defense side of the ball as well. Guys are enjoying the challenge of elevating our game to the next level.
So what does he bring to the table? What specifics has Russ brought to the table where you're like, okay, I can enjoy that for sure? What's he bringing to the table, Corlin?
Obviously the things that you guys and everybody else sees on the field, the guy can play. He can play some football, as everybody knows. But I think the thing that he's brought to us as an offense, and then us as an organization, is the way he prepares. He prepares himself for every meeting, every practice, every walkthrough, as if he's getting ready for the Super Bowl. And he passes that off to us. That was one of the first things he kind of put on us whenever we first started working out with him. And then during OTAs, he was like, everything that we do should be us imagining getting prepared for the Super Bowl. And it's brought a different urgency to our building and especially to our offense.
Well, what about not giving up on a route? Walk me through that with him.
Oh man, it's that's been a lot. That's one thing that's been a lot of fun. I'm pretty sure you guys have all heard, once quarterback breaks the pocket, a whole nother play starts, and that's been something that's been pushed on us heavy since we've acquired Russ. He's a guy that we run our first concept, and you look back there and you see him do a little spin, and he gets out of the pocket, and a whole nother concept starts. The scramble drill, and it's definitely been a lot of fun. Being able to get those extra targets, those extra yards on those scramble drills with him, extending those plays out.
And what about the coach? So much has changed, my gosh, for you from the quarterback, and now Nathaniel Hackett's coming in. How is his program different from Vic Fangio's? What do you got for you there?
Coach Hackett and the coaching staff. I think if you ask anybody that's been around us, will tell you that it's been a different energy. It's a different energy from top down. I say top down because it starts with Coach Hackett. He comes in. Every day you see him, he has a smile on his face, and the guy is, you know, in happy and enjoying, you know, him being able to be the head coach of the Denver Broncos, and then also being our, you know, our leader. And, you know, when you have somebody that's like that, the guy that, you know, truly enjoys what he, you know, coming into work every day, and it makes it, you know, an enjoyment for everybody else to come into work every day. You get a lot out of it. And, you know, on top of the enjoyment, you know, coach also, you know, when we're on the field, he means business. You know, he's out there to get stuff done. And he reminds us that we're out there for a reason, to go out there and get stuff done. But like I said, he also makes it to where we enjoy going to meetings. We enjoy going out to practice. Everything that we do has a purpose. And, you know, guys are really bought in. Guys are, you know, like I said, enjoying being in the building, being around each other because of, like I said, it starts top down because of Coach Hackett, the way that he comes to work every single day.
I learned something about Coach Hackett yesterday, Courtland Sutton, that he spent time in his life as a hip-hop dance instructor. Are you aware of that, Courtland?
You know, it's funny because I learned the same thing yesterday, and I literally talked to him going to practice yesterday about it, and he was giving me a little rundown on his class and how he used to go about it. And it's funny because I've seen him, I try to do like a little, I don't know, pin drop, little spin on his head at practice one day, and it was hilarious. But now I know where it comes from.
What happened?
He tried to do some little breakdancing move at practice one day when we were in stretch lines, and I was trying to figure out where that came from. But now, you know, after yesterday, I found out, you know, him being the hip-hop teacher and everything, it makes sense where the origins come from.
It just makes it. I mean, there's new ownership, new people signing your checks. It's just, I mean, how are you handling all of this change, Courtland Sutton? I mean, it's a totally different world for you than the first 4 years of your professional playing career. Am I wrong?
Man, you're not wrong. Everything is new, but you know, as you all probably know, with new comes change, and change isn't always bad. Change has, you know, good energy that comes with it. And everything that's been new about this year and going into this season has been amazing. New quarterback, new coaches, new ownership, everything that's been new that we've acquired, new players, you know, guys that we've added to the roster, besides Russ, you know, everything that we've added has you know, brought good energy, good change, good vibes to the team and to the organization. And I think everybody – from top down, from the ownership all the way down, you know, everybody's enjoying the process of this new, embracing the new, and you know, getting ready for this season, and you know, just being in the moment. Everybody's just being in the moment. Everybody's enjoying just this process of the change and everything that's going on around us.
What about you, Courtland Sutton? What are your goals for the 2022 season? What do you do on that front?
You know, statistically, I keep a lot of my goals to myself. I know where I'm trying to get to. But you know, overall, I think, you know, a couple of my goals would be, you know, to be one of the best leaders I can for the team, and then, you know, secondly, just go out there and be the best player I can for the squad. You know, I feel like if I go out there and I put my best foot forward every game, then, you know, I'm putting myself and the team in the best situation possible to go have some success. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to the season. You know, it's been a long road, you know, from us, you know, acquiring Russ. You know, it's been a lot of talk, a lot of, you know, what will they do? And now we finally get to go put it on the field for everybody else to go see all the hard work that we've been putting in and continue to put in. Everybody else gets to see that, you know, come to fruition, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for the season for sure.
So of all the changes in Denver, I give you a choice. You could have an unlimited gift card to Walmart. You know, the new owners of the team gave you an unlimited gift card to Walmart, or front row seats to a Ciara concert. You can only choose one. One is a one night experience. And another is a lifetime shopping experience. Courtland Sutton, what do you choose?
Let me get the Walmart gift card. I'm gonna have to take the Walmart gift card. From what I've been able to witness, Sierra's an amazing person. She's very nice.
Yes.
And you know, Russell speaks highly of her. He loves his wife, and she's, like I said, she's very nice to us and everything. But Let me get the Walmart gift card and we'll be good.
Okay. All right. So you went with the commerce.
Practical.
Okay. Okay. Because at some point maybe you'd be able to work, you know, your way into the front row of the concert anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you're thinking. Is that your thought process?
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to take that with me.
Okay, very good. All right. Before I let you go, Courtland Sutton, has Russ at all talked about the meaning of this game for him and of the returning to Seattle? Has he pulled you aside? Any of the wide receivers talked to him about it? Him basically saying what's up and how it's going to feel on Monday night when you walk into that stadium with him as a first time as teammates at all, Courtland?
He hasn't really talked about, he hasn't said, okay, we have to go in and beat these guys because it's my old team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Russ is a very strategic thinker when it comes to the football. So everything that he does has a purpose and a meaning. Like I said earlier, and you know, for going into this game for him, it's just I was there before, but it's another game for him. It's another opportunity for him to go out there and prove to everybody and to himself that, you know, he is who everybody already thinks that he is and knows that he is. And, he's been giving us pointers on stuff, some things that, you know, he knows from obviously being in Seattle for a long time, how Coach Carroll thinks, you know, how a lot of the guys over there, their philosophy and how they move. But he hasn't really pulled aside and been like, okay, we have to win this game because this is my old team. It's been more of a, hey, we're going to go win this game because of all the preparation that we put forward. We're going to go out there and showcase all of this hard work that we have been putting in. And, you know, I think he's really excited. He's excited to be able to, new, like you said, it's new for everybody, but I think if anything, it's really new for him. You know, being drafted there, you know, winning a Super Bowl there, having the success that he's had with that organization, I think he's excited for the opportunity to go and create new beginnings and new records, new everything with us.
But you gotta do it, right? You know, to come up.
Oh,
with that
yeah,
dub.
Of course. We got to go out there and take care of business. That's already understood.
Okay. Because, you know, your coach's dad also got replaced at USC by Pete Carroll. You wear that one, too? You wear that one?
Oh, I'm learning something new every day.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he's not, maybe he's just, you know, spinning around on top of his head because he's so excited about that revenge opportunity. You know what I mean? I don't know.
That might be. I'm going to run it by him today at practice and see what he says.
Yes.
But that definitely could be a reason.
I'm just feeding the fire. That's what I do for a living. Courtland, I hope this is the first of many times we talk on this program. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, most definitely. Thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it. You guys have enjoy your rest of y'all's day.
You do too. Courtland Sutton, you're the man of the Denver Broncos. Right.
Let's
here.
Ride.
Let's ride. Let's ride. We appreciate that. It was a great ride. A great ride. we've ridden. That's a terrible hashtag. We've ridden. You can't do that in front of a green screen, right, with a football. We've ridden.
That's weird.
It's just past tense.
Let's ride.
You know, when you do this, as I've been fortunate to do for quite some time,
how long,
interviewing NFL players. I'm in season. What did you say? Season 20. That's right. Yeah.
Congratulations.
I don't know if you're aware of that.
How old are you again?
You know what, guys? You guys can just take that and stick it where the sun doesn't shine, because I've done this for a while and I'm pleased to say it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just letting our audience know that you are not new to the game.
I can, having somebody who once upon a time fired Bengals cam up for Chad Johnson pre Ocho Cinco.
Ooh,
okay,
Chad.
You know when the light's on with a player and they can play around. And I got that vibe from Courtland Sutton. So, did you take the Walmart card over the Sierra front row seats?
Is it just one concert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Front row?
But I get multiple Walmart cards or just one?
It's like a Walmart black card.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because
they have grocery stores now.
Yeah. I usually get my draws from Walmart anyway.
Top-notch,
so that would be
electronics.
You know, that'd be great.
That's right.
Got to think smart.
That's right.
Long term.
I bet your Commissioner Goodell has one of those too.
And think about this, Rich. If they win a Super Bowl, that's a free front row seat to see her. She's going to put on a show.
Okay.
Courtland's going to get front row.
Concert at the parade.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. I only ask the pertinent questions.
Let's ride.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Phone calls. We'll hear from John Harbaugh, who's spoken on the fact that Lamar and the Ravens have decided to table things, or at least Lamar has, on his contractual front. And Chris Brockman with the first in-season edition of What's More Likely. Coming up, he'll give me some ideas about what's more likely to come out of this football weekend in September. 844-204-RICH, number to dial.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
You can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on the Odyssey app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Rob in Charlotte, North Carolina. Let's take your phone call. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Rich. Thanks for the call. Hey, I want to make a couple quick points. On the shift, I like your optimism, but I don't think it's going to change anything.
Why?
You're going to see new defensive formations. They're going to bring the left fielder into short right. They're going to make other ways to sprint the second baseman in and have the – because I'm assuming as soon as the ball is released, all bets are off. So I like the optimism, but I don't think it's going to change anything.
So you think somebody's going to have their feet on the dirt at the pitch and then just bolt into right center field to get into the spot where it would normally be and run the risk
absolutely.
Of the I don't know, because normally that third baseman, if you will, is in short right center field, and somebody's position where the second baseman would be, that would might be the shortstop. You know what I'm saying? Baseman stays put. You know, I just think it's gonna, and I appreciate the call. I think it's just gonna open stuff up. It's gonna open stuff up. And by the way, Jeff Passan, who I follow, and I just found out doesn't follow me back. I don't know what happened there.
Oh.
Hmm.
Unfollow him and then follow him back.
We're tight. Yeah, I consider us tight.
He'll get a notification.
I mean, I love his information. I love his appearances. I love his hair. I tell him how great he looks.
Apparently,
all the
time. Jeff doesn't feel the same.
Nice. What's up with that? But at any rate, somebody said, I'm not really into the pitch clock idea. He said that based on having seen it and what other people are saying about it, he calls it the most fan-friendly invention since sale of beer at games.
Oh, I mean, come on.
Is what he called the pitch clock.
That's a much.
That's what he said. The most fan-friendly invention in baseball since the sale of beer at games is what he called the pitch clock. I love it. They're trying instead of sitting around and saying, well, this is the way it was done when, you know, Reconstruction happened, so we can't change it.
Hey, good luck.
And I think you're going to love it.
Good luck.
And you're still going to be tweeting all caps about your
at least I have prospects to be excited about.
You know,
you're going to lose. I don't want this to be a New York Boston.
No, it's not. I'm saying
you're taking shots at me.
I'm because you're saying you're not going to follow the sport. I said you're going to love it.
No,
you're
I'm
still
going
to have your Devers Bonds
I'm
tweets
saying
and
every
stuff.
Day, every day I'm a little closer to not being a baseball fan because it's really hard to watch.
But you love the sport too much, and I think you're not going to quit it. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I'm not,
that's an MP. That's my problem.
Right.
Which I wish I didn't have that problem. Baseball is becoming close to me like Game of Thrones. I wish I never started watching it.
Oh, man.
That's deep.
Too much?
No, it's the way you feel. It's the way you...
It's really hard to watch. And it starts with the commissioner who's not good at his job.
I think these are good inventions, and I think this is going to make the sport more watchable. I'm going to go the exact opposite.
I hope you're right.
I hope you're right, and I hope... You feel so much the same way that you will put me in a cart and wheel me down like it's the first point I ever made correct.
That was totally unnecessary. That was unnecessary.
It's getting hot in
I mean, I can take this to a really dark place, but no, I'm going to be the big. I'm going to be the bigger person.
Come on, man.
I'm going to be the bigger person.
What is happening?
You're taking unnecessary shots at me for no reason.
No, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. And I hope I'm right. And I hope you're wrong. So,
guys, it's Friday. What the hell is going on?
Well, I was excited.
Meanwhile, the Friday deadline of set by Lamar Jackson and Lamar Jackson's agent, otherwise known as him, on the contractual front, he set a deadline here and he stuck to it, man. Because whatever the Ravens offered, and we will find out.
You think so?
Oh, please. We will find out what Lamar Jackson turned down.
I'm really
curious. And he's going to play under the franchise tag. John Harbaugh getting set for a trip to the Jets to try and beat back the revenge factor placed on the table by Joe Flacco, who, by the way, will not have Dwayne Brown protecting him on the left side. He's apparently so hurt he might go on injured reserve. The guy who's
really
who they signed to replace Mekhi Becton might not even play all year. Isn't that great? I won't go down that wormhole. This is about Rich. This is about the Ravens.
Oh my God!
John Harbaugh had this to say about the impasse that still exists on the contractual front between the franchise and their franchise quarterback.
I mean, I think all the feelings that you would expect that anybody would have, you know, you probably have. You know, I wasn't – probably not for me as much because I wasn't directly involved with any back and forth. But, you know, you're hopeful. But there's – you know, there's still you – know, those things will work themselves out in the end. I'm confident of that. I think I said at the beginning that'll happen when it's time, you know, and when it's time it'll happen. So Lamar's playing quarterback. He's going to be playing quarterback here for a long time. He and I talked about it yesterday a little bit, like, hey, man, let's go be our best and go focus on football. And that's what he's been doing all along. So I know nothing will change with that, and just focused on Sunday.
It is what it is. Good kudos to Harbaugh for not dropping that coaching cliche, because this is what it is. And what it is a contractual impasse. I guess the most unique contractual impasse, because it involves a generationally talented player who has already won an MVP award within his first contract, who has captured the fancy and complete adoration of the fan base in Baltimore, and has asked for something that the Ravens clearly are uncomfortable giving, and he is uncomfortable saying yes to what the Ravens have said they're comfortable to give him, which is not the way you normally want to go into a season with a guy that has your entire season hopes on his shoulder and in his heart and in his mind. But if there's anybody who can truly place this aside and just be the man, it's Lamar, certainly since he's now bet on himself. And, you know, the Ravens have an opportunity to franchise tag him again, either exclusively or not. The non-exclusive is less money than the exclusive, and allows them to recoup two first-round draft choices if another team matches and they say, we can let you go. Obviously, they can sign a long-term contract as well. And that's the future of it. But we're going to find out, Chris. Oh, we'll find out. Because this is going to be a conversation about why it happened at some point.
Well, Lamar didn't like the guaranteed money.
And then why didn't he like the guaranteed money? If it was a significant amount of money.
Had to have been at least what Russell Wilson got,
if it gets
right?
to the point where it's placed pressure on the front office of the Ravens that they didn't get it done, we'll find out. Somebody will say something to somebody who says something to somebody, and it may not be something that Steve Bisciotti or even Eric DaCosta has greenlit, but somebody will say something. Hmm. And if it comes down to it that Lamar should have taken the money and he didn't, and he'll let it loose to point out the Ravens didn't give him enough. Look at what they offered him. It wasn't even as much as this or that, the other thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, it'll come out. Maybe even before kickoff if things get a little hot. Gosh,
that would be awesome. I'm dying to know.
Oh, do you don't think somebody's digging on it or knows already and one of the information men or women just going to sit on it and pop it out there on Sunday because that's what they do? Because that's the biggest platform is Sunday football pregame.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
We'll find out.
Like 10 a.m. Eastern.
Oh, this is not the end of it. The end of it could be is if Lamar just absolutely kills it.
I think
and it's not
happen.
Even an issue. I know you've chosen them to win the division.
I do think so.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and many believe that as well. I still think it's the Bengals division. And so, you know, if he crushes it, the only time it'll come up is when he re-signs, just like, how much did he turn down? How much did he make more by sticking to his figurative guns? But if he gets hurt, it'll be like, how much money did he turn down?
Like, if he turned down 180 guaranteed, like, that's kind of a head scratcher.
I'm just fascinated. Like, and was the Deshaun Watson contract being fully guaranteed the thing that truly did gum this up in a way that it didn't in Arizona for Kyler Murray or Denver for Russell Wilson? Because, as you know, they're riding.
Yeah, I mean, I'm riding. I have Russ in fantasy.
So, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Speaking of Arizona, let's do this, and then we'll go to what's more likely. Chad in Cincinnati's been actually Chad in Cincinnati. Hold on, we'll do this before the end of the show. Okay, you hang on one more time. Let's get to you right now, Chris. You ready?
Sure.
Let's do this. Let's explore the studio space. We've been doing this all non-playing season for the football season, but now we're in season of football. It is time for Chris Brockman's What's More Likely. Hit it, please.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Okay, Chris, what do you got over there?
Hey, guys, what's happening? You guys good?
I am. I'm good.
I'm great.
Great.
I'm going to ride around in a cart after this
segment.
There
you go.
What's more likely based on last night? The Bills win 14-plus games this year or the Rams miss the playoffs?
Bills win 14-plus games this year. That's more likely. I don't know, man. The Rams
look terrible.
The Rams, and the problem with the Rams, the way they looked, is in baseball, when you've got a bad pen, you've got a bad bullpen, that is something that can just erode an entire team, and it messes with your head innings 1-6, and it messes with your head certainly when your bullpen blows it. There's two versions of that in football. One is your run defense can't stop anything. Okay, and it demoralizes an entire team. And the other thing is that your offensive line doesn't perform very well. You can't do anything. You can't run it with consistency, and your quarterback gets beat up. And
Matt was running for his life.
The offensive line looked just like the results are in from just game one, and that's a problem. And the question is, how does an offensive line get better? Well, you hear Cindy Coach. And if we had Mooch here, I'd be like, just play better, just practice better, just play better. And it's just like, yeah, but what do you do? No, it's time and it's effort. It's just time. It's just like, put the time in and practice and get ready, and then you'll be better. It's a more cohesive unit, blah, 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 so on and so forth. Or you go get somebody else. That's a tough spot to get somebody else right now because offensive linemen, there's a ton of teams that need one. Jets are one, Cowboys are another, so on and so forth. So I'll take the Bills 14-plus. That's more likely. What else, Chris?
All right, all of these have to do our matchups this weekend.
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
All right, let's go. Falcons, Saints.
Yes.
Kyle Pitts scores his first U.S. touchdown. Yeah. Or Mike Thomas gets his first touchdown since 2019.
Michael Thomas scores his first touchdown since 2019. That is more likely. I will say that. Michael Thomas is my choice of comeback player of the year.
He sounds like he's ready to go.
I will do that. I will go there. That certainly against Atlanta, I am ready to see Michael Thomas back out there for the Saints. And I just know that Jameis Winston is going to take the snap and he's going to fade back and he's going to just plant that lower elbow. No, damn it. He's going to plant that lower wrist and make sure that the lower elbow that he's rehabbed supports the upper body, and then he will take his throwing upper knee and follow through with his throwing upper hip and find Michael Thomas. Did I get that right?
I think so.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, Niners Bears.
Don't worry, TJ. I'm not singing the children's hit.
Jay, do you know her shoulders, knees, and toes?
Upper toes.
Because Del Tufo acted like I don't have kids. I don't know it. So
everyone knows that.
Thank you. All right, Niners Bears. Second year quarterback to have 300 combined yards and 3 combined touchdowns. Trey Lance or Justin Fields?
Trey Lance. Of course I'm going to say Trey Lance. Who are you talking to?
Riding and dying.
I've been a Trey Lance guy since the minute I heard his name.
Say what?
Oh, he played at Carson Wentz's school, that kid? Come on, man. He got the weapons, too. Come on. That's more likely. Trey Lance. Let's go.
On the road?
Okay.
All right, Panthers-Browns. Baker Fs up the Browns, and CMC is back? Or the Browns shock for a week one upset? A lot of big line movement on this now. It's a pick 'em.
Is it? What? Where'd it go?
It was Panthers minus 2.5, and now a pick 'em.
What happened there?
That means Browns money.
What's your read there?
I have no idea, because I think the Panthers roll.
I don't think they roll. I'll choose the Browns upset. How does that sound? I'll go Browns upsets more likely. Myles Garrett, man, it's time.
They have all the pieces. There's no question. They sure do.
And Chubb and Kareem Hunt and Brissett. It's not like his first Clowney's rodeo. Back, right? I mean, it's time for them to just show everybody that just because the front office and ownership totally screwed up everything that had to do with Deshaun Watson by giving him all that money and then keeping on putting him out there and letting him totally say the exact opposite of what everybody has been saying on his behalf and putting their reputation on the line for him, that just because of all that doesn't mean Kevin Stefanski forgot how to coach and the former coach of the year doesn't have some really talented players around him. I'll go with the Browns upsets more likely. That's what I'll do.
Nice.
I'm even thinking of lone wolfing the Browns on game day morning.
You think you'll be the only one?
Oh, I think I'm absolutely going to be the only one.
Irv is unpredictable.
Well, you mean his choice of Kirk Cousins as MVP is done all willy-nilly?
And the Cowboys losing the Super Bowl? You know?
Just saying. What else, Chris?
All right. Defender in a new home to be more of a game wrecker on Sunday.
Okay.
Khalil Mack. Chandler Jones.
I'll go. Come on now. Where do you think I'm going? Come on now. What do you think? I'm not going to talk myself into this. 15 times to Sunday. Chandler Jones. Baby.
I need a good teammate. I'm teeing you up.
Chandler Jones.
What do you think?
Who?
Let me just say it one more time. Chandler Jones.
Mike Jones.
Because Chandler Jones, you know what? He might be in a new home. And Khalil Mack's playing at home in his new home? That's a home game for the Raiders, folks. Yep. You think 60% of it was 60?
Oh, yeah.
You think it was 60-40 Bills over Rams fans last night? Guess what that's going to look like on Sunday?
Oh, he's going. Can't wait. Jay Kelly's going.
So dude, excited. Raiders fans. There are more Raiders fans here in this town than maybe Rams fans, as we saw last night, and Chargers fans combined. Chandler Jones is going to get some get off as Justin Herbert might call up Matthew Stafford and say, how'd you do that silent snap at count at home? Because he's going to have to do that too. Chandler Jones, sir. I'm back in my Raiders play.
Yeah.
Boy, you're asking easy questions. What do you think I'm going to just... Are you trying to get me to countermand my own orders all season long? All offseason? He's trying to set some traps here. I'm not taking any cheese.
Hey, the cheese stands alone.
I'm Bob Cousy out here. I'm setting you up. All right. Here we go. Packers-Vikings.
Speaking of cheese.
Vikings offense makes a statement in a win, or Rodgers continues MVP form?
MVP form. That's more likely. Rodgers. I would say I would be lone wolfing the Packers myself on Sunday, but Mariucci is still Mariucci. You know what he's going to be taking. But Irv's definitely taking the Vikings because he had Justin Jefferson breaking all of Cooper Kupp's records as a bold prediction. Yes, and then as if that was his bold prediction, Kirk Cousins winning the MVP. That was just a regular prediction. And then he's got the Vikings winning the division. I still need to see it to believe it. And I heard that Alan Lazard might not play. And the Packers are still saying right now they won't even say if their banged up offensive linemen are going to be playing in this game. But you got to take the MVP. You got
to
take him.
You don't have to. I mean,
well, I you're saying what's more likely?
Yeah, what's more likely?
I will say that is more likely than a statement game from the Vikings in their first game out of the box.
All right, last one.
We need one more.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get one more.
Very good.
Chiefs, Cardinals.
What is this? Is amazing.
Chiefs roll and look like contenders, or Cardinals get a Week One upset?
Oh, Chiefs roll and look like contenders. That's more likely. I'm taking the Chiefs in this game. I'll tell you that right now. I'll tell you that right now.
No, Marquise Brown, Rondell Moore.
You think differently?
James Conner? No, I like the Chiefs.
Again, I got a name for you. George Karloftis. I'm saying that name for you for the Chiefs. And I'm not just saying this because all the Chiefs fans led by Stone Street are so upset with me because I'm riding with the Raiders right now. But I think...
Not right now. You've been riding with them for months.
I know. Well, I know. But... you know, I do also like the fact that the Chiefs, they're coming in with some lather from preseason, too, you know? I think the Cardinals might have their hands full on Sunday, and I will say it's more likely that the Chiefs look like contenders than the Cardinals, minus D-Hop, come up with a shocker. Oh, baby. Love it. What's more likely right there? And we didn't even talk about, like, Dolphins and Patriots, or Bengals and Steelers, or Titans and Giants. We didn't even talk about games.
I don't know what's going to happen in that game. Titans, Giants? Who knows?
I think Derrick Henry's going to be a load. And it's still a game-time decision for Kayvon Thibodeau, whose injury I'm not talking about because it happened on a play that caused much grief for me on my Twitter timeline. I'm still getting...
Like, there's a lot of road dog, like home dogs this week, and hey, it's going to be a wild Week One, man. Survivor pick was tough.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, Rich. I went with the Ravens.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I mean, against Flacco, Week One. I mean, geez, you got the. Well, we talked about Niners and Bears. Oh, you talked about a lot of them. Good job, Chris.
I tried to hit on him at the match.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll take some phone calls. Do you have a sneaky good game?
I do have sneaky good games.
Brockman wants to make you all some money. Oh, we got a grab bag, too. That's right. TJ Jefferson's grab bag on the top five things he's looking forward to seeing the Cowboys this year, huh? Won't that be really up the alley of about 31 other fan bases, huh?
They'll love it. Okay. Trust me. Trust me. They care. Right.
The chat is excited.
Yeah. Yes, the chat's excited. Let's go to break, baby. It's football season.
Yeah. Eberflus.
NetSuite, if you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. You just don't. And that's true when your business is growing fast, and even more true than there's so much uncertainty in our business world. But not every business is in the dark because of NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and of course, inventory, so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need all in one place. In 2022, profit's the new growth. So know your numbers, know your business, get to know how NetSuite can be the source of truth for your entire company. And right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richradio right now. netsuite.com/richradio. netsuite.com/richradio. All right, you guys, we've got about 8 minutes to go on the show. You're going to have to split them up both. You want to go TJ first?
Yeah, he goes first.
TJ's big-ass grab bag. Hit it
what
before.
What in the world is in that bag? What you got in that bag?
All right, fellas, like we always do at this time. Kaboom. Guess who stepped in the room? Listen, TJ here. Just want to knock this out real quick. I got some feelings, Chris, about the Dallas Cowboys in the upcoming season.
I know you do. And
I'm not claiming we're winning Super Bowls. I'm not claiming anything. I'm just saying I reached into the big-ass grab bag and just pulled out five things that I'm going to be paying attention to this upcoming season about the Dallas Cowboys, great? And coming in at number five, Micah Parsons in the continued evolution of this Dallas defense. The defense was, you know, the best thing about the Cowboys season last year. Micah Parsons, he sat in your chair, Rich. He literally sat in your chair.
He's a lion.
He's a beast. The kid's smart. He's athletic. He wants to get better. He wants to be great. I'm looking forward to seeing where Micah Parsons goes in his second year. And also, you know, we got guys like Dante Fowler. Let's see if he can resurrect his career under Dan Campbell, former third pick in the 2015 draft. Looking forward to seeing what this defense and Micah Parsons
Dan
does.
Dan Quinn, I know you said Dan Campbell.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. You know, I watched Hard Knocks last night.
It's all good. It's on the brain.
Coming in at number four, special teams and clock management. You know, I keep saying last year we would have beat Tampa Bay in the first game of the season, except for our kicker missed two field goals and an extra point. Rich, I remember there was three games this year, last year, where you came in and asked, what were they doing with the timeout situation?
What were they doing?
Clock management and special teams cost this team.
By the way, that's an evergreen topic to look forward to a Cowboys season, not just 2022.
Man, it's frustrating. So I hope that the coaches understand how to call the timeout when it's necessary, what the 2-minute warning means, and I hope that Brett Maher can make some kicks this year.
Yes.
All right, coming at number three, this is probably should have been number one, because if this goes south, the entire season goes south. That's Dak Prescott's health. Okay, we know about the broken ankle, the compound fracture. Then he came back. Then he had a shoulder surgery. Remember last year there was a thing about pitcher's shoulder and no one had ever heard of?
We got Tom House in studio next
year. Yeah, so that, and now, then the calf happened, Chris, and now word is something was wrong with his cleats in practice yesterday. Wearing Jordans. He's wearing Jordan 1s usually. He wore a pair of 11s. Didn't like those. Something went wrong, so he's going back to the 1s. You and I, Brock, you know, Jordan 1s aren't exactly the most comfortable J's out there. So, where Dak Prescott's health goes, so goes the Dallas Cowboys.
Comeback shoe of the year? Is that what it is? He's going for comeback shoe of the year?
It could be, but that's number three. Like I said, it's probably really number one, because if he goes down, it's a wrap.
Uh-huh.
At number two, speaking of people going down, people thought we had the greatest offensive line in football.
Yeah.
Times have changed. We know what happened. Tyron Smith goes down. Big issues on the offensive line. We'll see if Jason Peters can do something. He's 40. He's still a big man. Still got a little left in the tank. Dallas's offensive line, man. We got to see. These guys have got to show up. They got to grow up, first of all. And it's not going to be easy, but they got to do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And coming to number one, the top story for the Dallas Cowboys, in my opinion, Sean Payton. He's just the specter of Sean Payton. It's just, it's looming large.
Look at that.
If we start off slow,
look at that.
You know, if things go astray,
told you.
How long before this dude's name, like, what time is it right now, Chris? What time before Sean Payton's name gets thrown into this,
like,
Cowboys?
5 minutes ago.
Well, I mean, so, if your number four point about clock management and special teams
goes wrong,
those are kind of combined right there.
It's going to be sooner than later. Yeah, man. So that's the number one thing, Sean Payton. The name's out there. We're going to see what happens. But those are just five things that I'm looking forward to. Five questions I need answered.
And you didn't give us the extra five. If you gave us the sixth one, it has to be who's catching the football.
Yeah, but I want to save my extras, so I didn't put six in there. You know, I want to set you
down. You're a little shy about it.
I'm not worried about the receivers, to be honest with you. Gallup will be back. James Washington, remember, he broke his foot about 4 weeks ago. They said he'd be out 6 to 10.
Yeah.
He should be back by week 3, 4, hopefully. So I'm not so much worried about the receivers.
Zach Wilson was supposed to be out 2 to 4. He's going to be out 8.
Well, I mean, maybe he's got brittle bones. I can't speak for Zach Wilson.
All right, that's your top five. That's TJ's big ass grab bag right there.
That's my man right there. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Feller.
Thank you very much. All right, Chris, you want to make some people some hard-earned American cash?
I mean, I want to make them money. I want to make myself money.
Okay, here we go. Chris Brockman, Sneaky Good Games. Hit it.
Here's Chris Brockman with Sneaky Good Games. Contests likely to surprise you with their heretofore undisclosed competitive
value. Again, I don't know how you get NBC News Emeritus Tom Brokaw to do that, Chris. It's impressive.
Oh, Tom likes to lay a little action. That's
what I said. I had no idea.
Yeah, you didn't know.
Okay.
All right, we started slow last year, finished strong. We're going to come out of the gate 3-0.
Okay, what do you got?
Guarantee. I like the Panthers. They are at home. A pick'em. Baker Mayfield revenge game. We don't need to talk anymore about it. We know what's going down. Baker's going to come out hot, and the Panthers are going to win this game. CMC not on the injury report. You see that thing yesterday? He got cleated in practice, and suddenly he popped up with a bruised shin on the injury report.
He's
fine. Okay. Not off. He's going to go. It's just going to be awesome. All right. Kansas City at Arizona. I love the Chiefs in this game. They're just going to do their thing. I'm back on the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even going to be close. Rondell Moore is 50-50 to play. He's probably not going to play. J.J. Watt's not going to play. I don't know how Arizona stops this team. and because it's week one, Rich, and there's going to be a ton of Raiders fans there, let's just root for the over. There's going to be tons of points. These secondaries can't stop anybody. Tons of points, over 52 at SoFi on
Sunday.
All
right, those are the ones you like, huh? Those are the ones that jump out at you, huh?
That's what I like.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
There you go. Yeah. I like it. All right.
We need to add that to Brokaw.
I don't know. I mean, I think Brokaw speaks for himself.
I love Alabama tomorrow, too.
Speaking of Tua?
If you want to lay three.
What is it?
20.
That's a lot.
Have you seen Alabama play football?
I have seen Alabama play football. All right, great stuff, guys.
Let's go.
Ready for the rest of the football weekend? How about us? How about us?
It's going to be amazing.
Monday, again, to everybody who's out there watching us on our YouTube stream, we love being on here. I love looking at the chat room. Certainly when I get somebody named Tommy Montoya asking, which one of these guys is TJ, my fellow Cowboys fans, or DeBald guy?
I saw that. Wait, someone really said that?
Yes, they did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's great. It's great. I think this segment actually established who TJ really is as a Cowboys fan. So we won't. The 457s who have been out there in our chat room, we greatly appreciate you and those who have been watching us on our YouTube stream since we parted ways with Peacock. We appreciate you sticking with us and being those hardcores. Please do us a favor and seek us out on the Roku channel. We would love to have you. It's a big initiative for Roku, and we're so honored and humbled that they chose us to help them plant a flag of sports talk on that amazing platform that you can get for free with the Roku players and Samsung Smart TV, Fire TV, the Roku app on the mobile app, and the RokuChannel.com. We will see you on Monday there. Phil in Fargo, North Dakota. Let's take your call before we beat it on down the line. What's up, Phil?
Good evening. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's going on?
How we doing? Happy Friday.
Hello. What's up, brother?
What up, though?
So, I'm actually getting married tomorrow.
Hey!
You sure?
I'm pretty sure at this point, you know, who's booked and everything, so no really backing out now. I just wanted to ask the room, and, you know, Rich, you could answer funny answers or serious answers, or Chris Brockman, a.k.a. that bald guy, I guess. if you've got any newlywed or married life advice for me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Where do we even start? Here's the first thing. For the wedding, okay? For the wedding, you and your, what's the name of your current
fiancé? Her name is Rachel.
Rachel. You and Rachel need to, at one point, stand in the corner of the room, just the two of you, and take in the moment. You need to stand in the corner of the room because you're going to be pulled in so many different directions. You may even go like a half an hour without seeing Rachel during the affair, because she'll be there, you'll be there, and it's going to go so fast. You need to take a moment for just the two of you to stand in the corner of the room and take in the whole thing. You do that. I think you'll remember that.
Very lovely.
And then just one second, we're saying goodbye to our Roku testing feed. In addition, who is the best man that's doing the toast? Do we know who this person is?
That would be my younger brother.
Okay. What's his name?
Garrison.
How trustworthy is Garrison?
Well, he's 18, but I think he's put himself together well enough, so I think he'll do well.
Okay. I don't mean to get Garrison in any trouble. Does he have any experience, imbibing, drinking? Does he have any experience on that front?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Because we can't have any first-timers.
Rich, they live in Fargo. They drink.
I got to ask these questions. This is RES Consulting's most important.
Of course, I understand.
We provide many different services for RES Consulting. Many different services.
I understand. Oh, yeah.
Okay, and when people call in, you're not the first to call in and ask for advice before big moments like that, right, guys?
That's true.
Okay, so this is the most important service we provide. So I have to know. All right, so that's good. Chris, do you have any other?
I would say just on the home life, do you have separate sinks in the bathroom?
Oh, geez.
No separate sinks, but there are two full baths in our new house
good.
That we just got.
Claim one for you, and then she gets the other one.
Absolutely.
That saved my life before.
How long? What do you mean saved your life?
But didn't you do that backwards? Shouldn't you let her claim one and then you take the second?
Great. Either way. Just make everyone having their own bathroom is huge. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay. That's an interesting, very interesting.
Just saying.
Okay. Because I have the experience on the wedding day front. You have the experience on the cohabitation front as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So I am also asked, how long have you known Rachel?
We've known each other just a little over 2 years.
Okay. This is good. I like it. I like all this stuff. Okay.
Who's the cook in the relationship?
Oh, geez.
It's actually a bit of both. We've been trying out that HelloFresh stuff for about the last month or so, and we like it a lot.
That was you know,
it
register.
Helps build up our recipes.
Yeah, you went higher register, which means you don't want to throw her under the bus, or you're not that good of a cook. Am I wrong?
I've worked in restaurants for a time.
We're throwing Rachel under the bus with the higher register. We're staying positive.
We're positive. This is great.
Is there a rehearsal dinner tonight?
Yes, there is in about 3 hours.
What's on the menu?
My parents put together a fajita bar, actually.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Okay. It's also dicey for the next day, though. You got to pace yourself tonight.
Jason, great point.
We can't have any gas.
Plenty of Tums and Pepto, just in case.
No onions.
We can't have any repeats during the next day. Like, you can't have one of those reflux repeat days. You got to be careful. Tomorrow's the most important day. Don't binge tonight. Be careful tonight.
Correct.
Focus on tomorrow. Have a moment, just the two of you, you and Rachel, you know, you and the Phil and Rachel show, just the two of you guys together at some point. Make sure that Rachel gets to choose her bathroom, then you choose another. Yep. and then I think we're good, right? I mean, did we get anything done?
I think
that's
good.
Don't get too drunk.
I think it's pace yourself tonight.
Yeah. Pace yourself.
Right.
Pace
okay.
Yourself.
Very good.
Yep. Lots of compliments.
Phil,
lots of pictures.
I think we've got you covered.
I think we're pretty set. I have to thank you on behalf of RES Consulting. That's very, very kind of you.
Best
all.
Of luck, Phil.
Have a very, very
call
blessed
us next week.
All.
Tell us send us.
Will you tweet us some pictures?
Yes, do that.
DM us.
If you want to call back next weekend, next week, that would be great. We're on the Roku channel. It'll be great. And again, I guess, you know, on behalf of RES Consulting, on behalf of us to you, our wedding gift to you is that service is gratis on the house, on the house.
Oh,
we will not charge
$3.99.
No retainer needed or anything.
None.
Our advice on the house, on the house.
I appreciate it, Rich. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
I assume that's not applicable in Fargo, but still take it anyway. I assume there will be no broken glasses, no chuppah. Is there a Fargo chuppah anywhere?
None of that.
Okay, very good.
None of that.
It's fine. None of that. Very good. Thank you for the call. Great.
Hey, good luck, man. Right,
there
good
you
luck.
Go. It's well, worth
thank
staying.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's worth staying after class.
Hey,
here
we've
on
never
YouTube.
Stayed this long that for a caller,
great.
By the way.
Staying after class.
I like that.
All right. We will see.
Said we should send him a mug as a gift.
We just gave him something far more valuable.
Yeah, Chris, you teach a man to fish, you know, or you show a man
the
fish.
The man could screw up his sink any way he wants for the rest of his marriage.
Yeah.
That's more valuable than a sink.
His brother is getting way too hammered for this, right? Okay. There's no way.
Now I'm concerned about Garrison.
I'm concerned.
18-year-old Garrison sounds like the weakest link. Not going to lie.
Goodbye.
Hey, thanks for sticking with us on our YouTube days. We'll see you on the Roku channel on Monday.